You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
She doesn't want us to use her name.
Why?
Since it's about, well,
why not?
Here as soon as you hear the issue. Now, since she's talking about a dog, maybe we should call this lady Bella just for fun.
All right.
Let's call her Bella. Make a note. She writes in and says, I've been asked a couple of times to house sit / dog sit for friends of mine, and I'm doing it right now for a week. Jump in here. You know, my sister does this a lot. She is like the go-to. My sister has no kids and right now no pets. So she's pretty much free and easy, right? You know, she can come and go anywhere. And she's got a couple of different friends that are constantly on the go and traveling and stuff. And so she goes over and lives at their house and just house sits. And I'm thinking, what kind of a that's actually kind of a fun life, because you're almost getting to stay like in an Airbnb or a hotel for free.
Yeah. And I have a dear friend, Terry, who I've known since kindergarten. And this is her job. This is what she does for a living, is she does all this house sitting stuff. And she is just such an animal lover that it's like the perfect fit.
Yeah.
The perfect fit. And she's always around dogs and she's staying at these places and absolutely loves it.
I asked my sister, I said, are these people paying you? She goes, well, sometimes they give me some. She goes, mostly I just, you know, I get to eat. They pay, you know, she goes, they feed me.
Well, that's
like
good.
If she
that's
wants
big.
To get, like, order a pizza or something like that.
Yeah.
But blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Well, boy, I said, you're a good person. You have a big heart. Anyway, here's what Bella writes in. So she's currently doing some house / dog sitting for a week. And she writes, the thing is, on Thursday, their dog got out and ran off.
Okay.
I came home and had left a door to the garage open. Didn't know the side door out of the garage was open, too. I looked everywhere for hours. Couldn't find him. This is on Thursday. On Friday, I tried again after work and miraculously found him wandering in a park about a mile from the house. I got him into the car and back to the house. She says, I've been wondering if I should say anything about this adventure. He was gone for about 30 hours, and it doesn't look like anything's wrong with him. Part of me feels really guilty about the whole thing, and I think I should tell his owners what happened. But another part of me thinks what they don't know won't hurt them. Thought my boys would be able to give good advice on this. Please, no name.
Okay.
Let's just call her Bella.
All right, Bella.
So the dog was gone, was on the run for 30 hours.
He's like having the time of his life.
Probably.
Lit at the little doggy strip club. He went out for drinks with his buddies.
So
caught
Bella's
a baseball,
wondering,
caught a little league game.
Bella's like, do I tell the owners, your dog was running free for 30 hours, or does she just hush it up?
Right. Right. I mean, obviously the dog didn't get hurt, it sounds like. The dog is fine.
Mm-hmm.
The dog just got a little bit of extra exercise. Right. Do you need to say anything?
I'm not going to say either. I'm not going to cast my vote until I hear from our listeners.
I have one reason why you should.
A lot of people, you know, want to text in on this. We'd prefer a phone call if you could, please. Because we want to talk about this. We call it Five Calls Says It All. And you should sound off. And it's a simple. Do you tell the owners that their dog was on the run for 30 hours like an escape convict
and
for
lose
30
your
hours?
Gig. You're going to lose your gig probably with them if they find this out. You know, we're not going to have you watch our animals anymore.
Or the people are like, oh, yeah, we've left that door open, too. We totally get it. You know, and the thing is, once that happens, it's one of those things that once it happens, it doesn't happen again. Like once you make that mistake, she probably won't go 30 minutes without checking to make sure that door is closed now.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to tell, or are you just going to act like it never happened? Interesting text messages coming in, but before we talk about any of those, let's just run right to the phones. Here's Whitney. Whitney, what do you think? Are you telling the owners, or are you just keeping it quiet?
So I'm a vet tech. I would definitely tell the owners, because you never know what the dog got into. And some of the things that they can get into have delayed, effects. It could take a week or two before you start seeing things. So you're better off to be honest and tell them just in case something comes up rather than hiding it and it come back to bite you.
Is that like an antifreeze thing if it went over and started lapping up antifreeze somewhere? Because don't dogs find that super sweet?
Antifreeze, you have anything like compost, you have rat poison, bones.
Okay.
Well, now, wait a minute.
This is important information here.
Today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
This dog was picked back up on Friday. I got to believe in 72 hours you would know if the dog had consumed rat poison.
Is that right, Whitney, the vet tech?
Not 100%.
3 full days?
Not 100%. Some of them are delayed onset.
Okay.
And so, I mean, you know, and it also kind of can depend on how much they ingested. That one you probably would see more signs, but some of the other ones you will. Yeah.
This is important information. Thank you, Whitney.
Whitney, thank you so much for that call. We appreciate that.
All right.
Michelle, what do you say? Are we telling or not telling?
No, she's definitely got to tell. She's got to do the right thing and just let them know. If they're good people, they will understand. She's average person. You're going to lose a dog here and there. The point is she went and looked for the dog. She found the dog. And just like Whitney said, God forbid they got into something. You think you would see that by now, but she's got to do the right thing. I'm one of those people when I drive away from my garage, I need visual confirmation that closed.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
So,
I've turned around many times.
I don't understand how that happened, but other than that, she's human.
Well, no, it was a side door. It wasn't
side
the
gate
big,
or whatever.
It wasn't the big garage door. It was a side door that went out.
Oh,
she didn't know about it.
That's what she left open.
Got it. That makes more sense.
Let me interject here for a second, because there was a note we got from a listener named Rain, and I think it answers your doing the right thing. So, is doing the right thing for the owners of the dog or the right thing for Bella just to make her feel better? Listen to what Rain said. And I want your reaction to this, Michelle. She said, I know my first reaction was to tell, but then I thought, nobody got hurt, so why spoil any upcoming vacations these people might have? The dog will likely never get out again, so why would you put that fear in them every time they leave? Sounds selfish to me. I think I am on that side of the ledger. You have now instilled in these owners, no matter who is there watching their dog, that they are now going to have to live in fear every time they go somewhere.
Well, she's just so proven that she's irresponsible, though.
Well,
she's proven that she should have done a 360 around the whole house, made sure everything was closed up. She's proven she's irresponsible.
Fine, then they can get somebody else to do it. But the point is, she's now putting in their heads, like I said, I don't think Bella will ever make this mistake again.
Or she could.
She could.
Or
but,
she
you
could.
Know, mistakes happen with anybody. I just kind of feel like her point about how I am now going to ruin any future vacations. Michelle, what do you think about that point?
Well, it's honestly a good point, but I'm not a person that lives in fear. I just learn from my mistakes. So to me, I don't think that that would instill the fear of God into them. They would just maybe mention to that next person, hey, the dog's gotten out on the side door before, so just make sure it's been locked.
Yeah, or be as the homeowner, make sure that door is closed and locked before you leave.
Exactly.
Michelle, I'm so glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, Michelle.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you. So that's two votes for tell. Here comes John. John, what do you think?
Good morning, boys. I'm thinking honesty is the best policy. With all the cameras and everything out nowadays, you know, little Fluffy or whatever his name is could have been out doing some brown chicken, brown cow, and somebody caught it on camera, and now they're going to come back and go, hey, Fluffy managed to impregnate little Susie, and you know,
and
we're in trouble. Yeah,
that's awesome. You're funny.
That's a great call.
So that was going to be my argument, John. That you know what, with the amount of cameras out there and the amount of time people post on their camera forums and their next door forums, there might be pictures of this dog everywhere. Hey, I saw this dog running by here. Hey, I saw this dog at the park here.
And or not.
They may already know that, you know, Fluffy was out.
Right, and the owners are flipping through their next door, and there's pictures of their dog running around. So,
John,
you don't know if that happened.
That's a great call, buddy. Thank you for being
He's
on.
Funny.
Thank you for making us laugh. Here's Katie. Katie, what do you think? Telling or not telling?
definitely got to tell. I actually just pet sat for a friend last night, so I found it kind of ironic that this was the topic this morning.
How about that?
Real life on this show, Katie.
How much did they pay you?
Twice as much as what I told them they needed me to. But that's what you got to do for friends.
You're a good pet sitter then.
So why are you saying you got to tell?
Because I did a ton of pet sitting, staying at people's houses when I was in college. And even though no pets ran away, like if that were to happen to me, I would have freaked out and told the owner probably like that first night. And like as a pet owner, if my pet were to get out, it's like I want at least a daily update. Hey, how's my dog doing? How's my cat? Hopefully they didn't escape the house.
I find it weird, you know, speaking of the cameras, that these owners don't have cameras that they can hop on and look at their property, and they weren't on there noticing that the dog was gone for 30 hours, too. That's weird to me, too.
I know it's weird to you. Speaking of somebody who's not that way, I can be gone for 10 days and not look at one video of my house. When I'm on vacation, I'm on vacation.
Sure.
It's like, I don't need to sit there, go on vacation and study my house to see if I see the dog or the cat.
Yeah,
but
a lot of
people are different. Here's Terry. Terry, what do you think?
I was just going to say the same thing, that you should just tell, because what if she's walking the dog somewhere and then the neighbor's like, hey, I'm so glad you found your dog. And then she's going to be like, what happened? Or the same thing, she's going to get on next door and then all of a sudden find that it was missing. So, and then that breaks the trust between the house sitter and the owners.
I hear what you're saying. However, it wasn't on next door. Bella didn't tell anybody. I mean, as far as anybody in the area knows, this dog, unless they happen to see it running and nobody has come to the house and said anything, it's not posted anywhere. She didn't go and put up, you know,
that
lost
we know
dog
of,
signs.
That we know of. There's too many variables, I think, of you can't scour everywhere to see if it's been posted.
Well, Terry, thank you for your call. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Appreciate you guys. Jeremy, it was absolutely unanimous with callers. Daniel put it like this. Of course you tell. This is like the person's child. If their child had run away for 30 hours, are you saying you wouldn't tell the parents? This is disgusting that she's even thinking about not telling.
It's my fur baby.
Well, okay, I know.
Yeah, it is true. A lot of people, those are their kids, you know, they're hairy, hairy little children.
You know, this is also one of those, you're voting for tell, right?
I think so. I don't want that on my conscience.
Yeah.
And there's too many variables for me.
I will be the lone wolf and say, no, I wouldn't tell. I mean, the dog is okay. I know the vet said that, you know, it could be some 5-day delayed thing. I was like, hey, roll the dice, man. The dog seems to be fine. Dog's happy. Dogs are dogs. I know this is pissing some people off. But it's like, there's the whole question of, is it dishonest? It would be dishonest if they asked, did anything bad, did the dog get out? And you said no, then you're being dishonest. If you just don't bring it up, that's not dishonest. That's being evasive. What's the word I'm looking for?
Think they will come home and be like, hey, how did everything go?
And she can say everything turned out great.
I'll let you know in 72 hours.
Like, I'm not trying to, detract
from what the vet tech said.
But it's
sneaky.
Maybe I'm sneaky when it comes to a dog getting out for 30 hours, but they're flipping dogs. I mean, you know, most of them have been used to running around.
They're disposable. I know you want to say it.
No, they're not disposable. No. Hey, I've got a pet.
I mean,
you've heard if my pet gets out, I lose my ever-loving mind.
Well, would you want to know if he was gone for so many hours?
I probably wouldn't. You know, this is similar to the people who talk about, you know, if my SO has a one-night stand, I'd rather not know about it rather than ruining my whole life. This is not the same thing, but it's similar. It's like what you do, like she said, Bella
this
wrote in, she goes,
quickly.
What? Bella said what they don't know won't hurt them. So yeah, you're just going to add layers of stress upon these people so that you feel better?
All right. It could be a lifetime of being miserable if she came back with an STD and then you got it.
Well, there's that too. There's always that too.
I mean, wouldn't you want to know?
People are using the word integrity.
It is. It's kindness. It is integrity. It's going to be weighing on you.
I don't see one person.
It's just good to get it out.
I don't see one person. I haven't gone through all because we're getting buried in Texas, but I haven't seen one yet who agrees with me. So everyone agrees with you on this.
Well, that's nice.
Hey, wait a minute. One, Phyllis. No, don't tell.
Some people writing in, you know, you don't know if you have air tags on the dog's collar.
Yeah. Phyllis says, no, don't tell. And if I lost a kid like that and then found them, I wouldn't tell that either.